This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 meeting. They say he told them the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sideline of the summit. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain after the broad-based opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, presented a blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson called a meeting with the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance to plan for a political transition in Syria that can be made to work.
It is a plan, a vision, and a plan for Syria that is democratic, that is pluralistic, that will take that country forward.
The 25-page plan HNC leaders presented on Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States support opposing sides. About 100,000 people in Syria's central Hama province have been forced from their homes by fighting between government forces and insurgents. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says nearly half of the displaced from the province are now in neighboring Idlib province, which is held by rebels. It says others in the government control are in the government-controlled Hama city, where four mosques have been converted into temporary shelters. In rural areas of Hama province, dozens of schools have also been turned into shelters. This is VOA News. Diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Syria are being hung up on by what is described as technical sticking points between American and Russian negotiators. A key sticking point involves the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. diplomats have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov plan to meet in the coming days to further discuss the proposed Syrian ceasefire. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday in a speech at Oxford University in England that regarding Syria, the choice is Russia's to make and that the consequences will be its responsibility. Carter spoke about America's contentious relations with Russia.
The United States does not seek a cold, let alone a hot war with Russia. We don't seek an enemy in Russia. But also make no mistake, we will defend our allies, the principled international order, and the positive future it affords us.
Ash Carter. The United States is accusing Russia of sending one of its fighter jets dangerously close to an American spy plane over the Black Sea Wednesday. American military officials said the intercept was unsafe and unprofessional. Russia insists it acted in accordance with international flight rules. The U.S. says a Russian jet flew within 3 meters of the American plane for 19 minutes. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday told a group of young people gathered from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but they have to actually do the work.
If you had a choice of when to be born, and you didn't know ahead of time who you were going to be, what nationality, whether you were male or female, what religion, but you said, when in human history would be the best time to be born? The time would be now.
In an upbeat town hall event in Laos with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Mr. Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. In a likely preview of their 3 upcoming debates, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will appear on the same stage Wednesday night to talk about national security. Democratic candidate Clinton and Republican nominee Trump will appear separately at a forum sponsored by NBC News and take questions from an audience primarily made up of veterans and active U.S. servicemen and women. Both have spent the campaign trading accusations and against that the other is unqualified to be commander-in-chief. Clinton and Trump will hold their first face-to-face debate on September 26th. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.